The Sakash Vani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with a focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government has focused on high-value agriculture products. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oil seeds. He highlighted that the government has successfully achieved the target of creating 3 crore Lakhpati Didis, and the country has set a target to add another 3 crore Lakhpati Didi by 2029. The budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began today in Itanagar. 7 bills, including the Good and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Fire and Emergency Services Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Salaries Allowance and Pension of Members of Legislative Assembly Amendment Bill 2026, and the all-important Arunachal Pradesh Transfer and Posting of Employees of Education Department Regulation and Management Bill 2026 were introduced in the House. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly confirmed the constitution of an assembly committee to study the measures to strengthen protection of wildlife and human-wildlife conflict in the state. It was confirmed by the House after a constructive discussion between Forest Minister Wong Ki Lowang and opposition MLA Kumar Wai. The committee will be led by an MLA and it will report its findings to the Speaker for further discussion in the Assembly. The 3-day 11th Arunachal Film Festival began today at TNZ Cinemas Itanagar. It is being organized by Information and Public Relations Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The festival is featuring storytelling sessions, panel discussions, workshops and interactions with filmmakers and artists from across the region. The event aims to promote emerging voices from the Northeast, especially talents from Arunachal Pradesh, providing a platform to showcase creativity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Mr. Singh said this after inaugurating Sagar Sankalp, Reclaiming India's Maritime Glory, a defence and maritime dialogue in Kolkata, West Bengal. He emphasised that the current global situation has led to the realignment of supply chains, formation of new equations and constant rise in maritime activities. The minister reaffirmed the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that India's industrial development is impossible without the central Industrial Security Force. Addressing the 57th Foundation Day celebration of CISF at Mundli in Cuttack, Mr. Shah said the force has been playing a crucial role in ensuring security at key industrial installations across the country. He said port security will soon be entrusted to CISF to further strengthen safety at vital maritime facilities. Referring to the fight against Maoism, the Home Minister expressed confidence that India will become free from Naxalism by March 2026. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh today emphasized that stable maritime growth is essential for the Global South. Delivering ministerial remark on the second day of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, he underlined that India's decisions are guided by national interest and are not aligned with any single bloc. The minister highlighted that as India assumes the BRICS chairmanship, it focuses on 4 big pillars, including resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting raids on companies associated with industrialist Anil Ambani and Reliance Power. According to sources at the ED, the searches began early this morning and are currently underway at 10 to 12 locations in Mumbai and Hyderabad. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that biogas is the best option to reduce India's dependence on fuel imports and to make the country energy self-reliant. He was speaking at the inauguration of the Compressed Biogas Conclave 2026 held at Yashwant Rao Chavan Academy of Development Administration in Pune. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The International Cricket Council today announced a short list of players nominated for the Player of the Tournament Award in the ongoing ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.